It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you guys are having an awesome day. The schedule is here. The schedule is here. It's all official tonight, 8 o'clock. Earlier today, Cynthia Freeland joined us from NFL Network. And it's funny because a couple of our dudes hit us up on Twitter. We don't say X or on the text line. By the way, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Abe is simply Abe Gordon, a man of simple thoughts.
I tried to get at Abe, but it's taken up by a cartoon dinosaur.
I was going to say Abe Lincoln Historical Society or something. But no, man, there you go. Catch him on Twitter. And Dady, what do you, if people want to get at you, man, now that you're the brains of the operation?
The D. Lewis, the number four real.
It's all about the D. So, yeah, man, a couple of things with the Falcons. We had Cynthia on, and she was kind of like bullish on the radio. And then some guys went and looked at her projections because she's a big analytics person, and she had the Falcon win total at 7.9. So, I mean, again, in Vegas, you don't get 7.9, you get 7.5. When I was out there, it was before all the free agent moves and the draft moves and everything else. So I got it at 6.5, and I obviously went over on that. But right now, in Vegas, the Falcons' win total over-under is 7.5. So Vegas is not as enamored with Michael Penix Jr. and our new-look defense as we are, Abe.
It's a tough schedule, and it's tough at home, and then easy on the road. And I would love it if it were flipped, right? Because you can... You're probably going to lose a couple road games you could win just because they're on the road. You can't drop at home. And like, what are some of these home games you got, right? Obviously, Tampa. Washington is difficult. I'm trying to think who else.
Well, right now you got one, two, three, four playoff teams coming to our building. Tampa Bay, the Rams, Buffalo, and Washington on the road.
Yeah.
Minnesota was in the playoffs. As we said, we always play Tampa. We know that. And then you're right. It is easier. Arizona was on the cusp. They didn't get there. Colts had issues with quarterback. That's the game in Berlin. We do know, though, we do have to go on the road. We got to play Minnesota and San Francisco, and those will be Sunday night football games on NBC. So we do know that part of it. We do know that we're going to have two Monday night games, and they're going to be at Mercedes-Benz, which I love because it gives you the whole weekend, you know, for college and pro football. Maybe you play golf or do something with the family on Sunday. You're not locked in on the NFL, and then you got the game on Monday. Rams and Bills at Mercedes-Benz. We know that we're at the Vikes in week two. Buffalo, we think, is week six based on what other teams are putting out there on their social media.
There is a full schedule out, and Carl shared it.
Okay.
And it's from a guy I'm not familiar with. On Twitter. So there is a full schedule.
Well, give it out.
Want to do that? It's a journalistic standard.
If somebody's got it out there, again, yeah, by the way, I'm going to bust Carl's balls because when I'm on vacation, y'all can just pound sand because I'm out of town. But in this case, yeah, I might send some photos of what I'll be at and what I'll be doing. But yeah, somebody, it came from a drawer, and it's ATL Will got his hands on this, and he put it out there.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's roll out with
okay.
it.
Okay, week one. At home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Week two, at the Minnesota Vikings Sunday Night Football. Week three, at the Carolina Panthers. Week four, home against the Washington Commanders. Week five, at the Arizona Cardinals. Week six, home against the Buffalo Bills. Are we just home away, home away, home away? That's what it looks like so far.
I'm cool. I'm always cool with that rhythm. I love it.
At the 49ers.
Right.
Sunday Night Football. Week eight, the Dolphins at home. Week nine at the New England Patriots. Here's back-to-back road games at New England Patriots and then at the Indianapolis Colts. The bye week, as expected.
And that Colts game is the one in Berlin, we get the bye week after
right
the trip
there.
To Germany.
Home against the Saints, the first matchup with the Saints in week 12.
That would be is Thanksgiving early this year? That's the 23rd.
I'm not even close to having knowledge of the timeline here.
We'll look at that.
At the Jets, week 13. Home against the Panthers, week 14. At the Buccaneers, week 15. Thursday Night Football. Then we get the back-to-back home games. Week 16 against the Seahawks. Week 17 against the Rams, Monday Night Football. And we close the season, as we mentioned, in division at the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, by the way, Thanksgiving is the 27th. So that Sunday with the Saints, that would be the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And then November 30th, that would be Thanksgiving weekend, as it were. That would be the Sunday if you're going to basically, why don't you take the kids up to New York and see the tree? And then Radio City, and you go watch the Jets take on the Falcons at MetLife, one of the worst stadiums I've ever seen. They spent a lot of money on that. Very underwhelming, if I'm honest with you. But now you know. So again, it's out there, so we'd be silly not to. Carl put it out there, so they'll yell at Carl. Mike Conte will yell at Carl, not me. I have not posted it. How about that? Because I follow orders or people die, Day-Day. And it was Abe that gave you the schedule. I didn't do that. I didn't do anything. Abe did it, and Carl posted it. The way I see things, I'm clean.
Boy,
right now.
Boy,
time for some
boy.
Dog report. Ain't nobody giving me a strongly worded memo that's CC'd by the Falcons. Not on my watch, pal. You know, I've gone almost 2 years without a suspension. Actually, more than that. How long has Mrs. Terry left? It's almost 4.5 years since I've... Well, no. No, actually, that's not true. I've had a suspension. Okay, it's been like less than a year since I've been suspended, but I'm working on it. It's kind of like one of those you see at a factory. It's been 230 days since a work-related incident. Hey, man, why did that dude from Mizzou, Jackson Cantwell, considered the best tackle in high school, go to Miami and not the Dogs? I said it was all about the money. What say you, Jackson?
Well, I think my response to it is it's not the same narrative people like Pete Nakos are pushing right now. I mean, I think there's just a false narrative that that's why I'm choosing. And I think that, I mean, I think relationships won out in Miami. That was kind of what did it for me. I mean, they spent the most time with me. They put the most effort into recruiting me. I mean, I've got a lot of skin in the game with all these schools as far as like getting represented by Drew and making sure that I'm going to be fairly compensated. And I think every school has done a good job of that and being accommodating with that. And I think that anyone who would say otherwise about how I've done my recruitment has been just misled.
Okay, we know that Cristobal is a great recruiter, but are you going to have the same coaching at Miami that you get at Georgia? Now, again, Stacey Searles, I'm not as big a fan as far as where he's at compared to what you had with Matt Luke and, of course, going all back to Sam Pittman, who was just the gold standard. But Miami, to me, Georgia's a machine right now. Georgia is in the playoffs. Georgia's cooking. So if you're going to Miami, it's for the money, bro. So let's not monkey around.
Yeah, what
just say you're going for more money when you don't get on with our lives.
Can he say that?
What, like, he hired Drew friggin' Rosenhaus. Who basically leaves an oil trail anywhere he walks.
Well, yes,
it's about the dime. And that's fine. By the way, I'm not begrudging him. I'm just saying, let's have full disclosure. You did for the money.
I agree with you that he is. But can he say that? Like what he said.
Why can't he?
I don't know. But it feels like you can't say that, right? Doesn't it feel like you can't be honest there?
Hey, I'm going to the NFL no matter where I go, and I'm going for the loot, taking care of my family, making sure my mom and pop, everybody's taking care of Aunt so-and-so, and my daughter, my whatever, who cares? You can do whatever you want. It's a free country, and until they put some guardrails up, this is the world we're living in, and I don't want to sound like, some kind of, George Bulldog fanboy, because, it's his prerogative. I just do think at the end of the day, you are, to a degree, insulting some fans' intelligence because it's about the loot.
To your point, though, it's, and again, I wasn't on recruiting trips, and I don't know how he was talked to and treated and all of that stuff. I find it incredibly tough to come up with good arguments for Miami over Georgia in terms of development, in terms of NFL preparation, in terms of competing for a championship, in terms of national recognition, like all of the stuff that a high schooler hopes to become. There's not much of an argument for Miami over Georgia. So The only two I can think of, which you've already pointed out, is the money thing, certainly. Right. And then I still do believe there's probably a chance to start as a freshman at Miami. Maybe there is at Georgia. I feel a little less certain just because of how many good linemen Georgia always seems to have.
With the turnover at the offensive line position going to the NFL, I mean, look, I that's my question mark because everybody says, you seem like you're kind of like, a bit bearish when it comes to, the Georgia Bulldogs. I just want to know that Gunnar Stockton is going to be protected, and I don't know what Gunnar Stockton is. I've got a game and a half more from Michael Penix, and I still don't know what he is, to your point the other day. We're hoping, just like Georgia fans are hoping Gunnar Stockton is the guy. Gunnar Stockton is a dude with more experience. Even if it's like one throw more than the other guy, that's the guy Kirby's always going to run with.
Well, let's talk about...
And Puglisi apparently didn't assert himself enough in spring football to even be a real competition.
Let's talk about both of them in the same window here, talking about Penix and Gunnar Stockton. Are you asking pretty much the same thing from both? Because now George is in a situation where outside of the quarterback, you can probably out-talent most teams anyways. O-line, D-line, this year for once, your receivers as well. You're probably, and I know, I don't know how you feel about the term, Mike, game manager. You're probably not asking Gunnar Stockton to go out there and lead the SEC in passing and be a Heisman candidate. And if we're going to be honest, I don't know if the Falcons are asking Michael Penix that. I think the Falcons would be incredibly happy if he's, quote, game manager, limiting the mistakes and taking advantage of the guys around him, and then for once, potentially letting your defense help you win some games.
So I think in the case of, you made the great argument, in case of Georgia, you know, you're always turning people over. And you just don't have the depth. Now, the Falcons have got more depth on defense in the edge rush department than we've had in years. We still don't know what some of these guys are because Carl is a little more bullish, while we're talking Wall Street, on Rook Arororo. And I only saw a half a season from him, so I'm not sure what he is. I think, you know, again, you want him to be the guy because you moved up. He was perceived to be a third rounder. You moved up in the second to get him. You basically said he was one of the top 36 players in the draft 2 years ago. So he better be. And as far as, you know, the rest of it, Braylon Trice, all of a sudden Braylon Trice goes from a chance to be a starter on this team to now looking up at Jalen Walker. You may never get on the field.
He's the biggest wild card of the whole group to me because we sat there last year and, like, we view him as a first, like, that was the stuff they said. We viewed him as a first rounder, and obviously the injury took him away from all of that. He's the biggest wild card, in my opinion.
Hey, man, we got some dates and times, and who's got the broadcast? Syracuse and Tennessee is Saturday, by the way. That's the Saturday component, 2 days of the Chick-fil-A Kickoff Classic at Mercedes-Benz. So that'll be a noon game. Noon games suck. And then Florida State, Alabama. I'll be down in Tally. I wonder if Joe Testador gets that one. Alabama's back. Bet you $500 he says it. As Alabama probably sticks it to the Noles. Alabama is back. By the way, how could Joe do those UFL games? A partisan crowd here in Birmingham getting their money's worth. I'm sorry.
Nightcap on ABC, which also could be, yes, Joe Tessitore, LSU at Clemson.
Yes.
Winner of that game, the quarterback takes the week one lead in the Heisman.
Yes, and the loser coach gets on the hot seat immediately, despite Dabo getting in the transfer portal. They are so over Brian Kelly because he has no charisma. And then Beamer Bowl, that is South Carolina, our buddy Shane going up against the Hokies. What is a Hokie? It's a fighting turkey. So that'll be coming up on Sunday. That's August 31st. That's the second game in Mercedes-Benz with a kickoff classic. We'll come back. Braves win. But they made a roster move today that makes Sticker look like a doofus. We'll explain next.